Welcome to PMA Live, the online video series that puts you face-to-face with people making news in the world of store rents. I'm your host, Edgar Elzerman. Today, I talk to Delphin Dos Santos, a global executive with more than 20 years of experience in retail and consulting. Delphin had several leadership positions at Auchan, Sonae, Metro Group, Damon, and recently at Majid Al Fatim as a global vice president of retail. Delphin is currently a senior advisor in retail strategy and private label for multiple global retailers and fast-moving consumer goods leaders across the GCC and international markets. He's based in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Delphin, welcome to PMA Live.
Thank you so much for having me, and God, it is a pleasure to be here with you guys.
Delphin, please tell us a little bit more about how your career evolved to your latest role, being a consultant in Dubai.
So my experience in the GCC started 8 years ago. I consulted for several regional leaders in Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, in the UAE, and in 2022, I accepted the challenge and I moved into Dubai on the UAE, and I took the role, as you mentioned it, of Global Vice President Commercial at Majid Al Futtaim Retail. Majid Al Futtaim Retail is the region's largest retailer. They manage banners like Carrefour, Hypermax, Seva, Supeco, and a few others. Under my responsibility was the scaling of the private label portfolio and taking it from a tactical range into a real growth and margin engine. I mean, it's a very interesting one, and zooming it a bit on that one, if I may, it was a transformative experience. I saw firsthand how private label can thrive in this multicultural environment, which is the GCC, and namely the UAE. I understood how the dynamic consumer reacts when you bring opportunities to him and when you bring best-in-classes from the world.
When we talk, Delphin, about the Middle East, we have the tendency to look at it as a whole, but there actually is a lot of differences between the different countries, correct?
I think the following. Let's zoom in a bit, if you don't mind, Edgar, on the Middle East grocery sector, I mean, which is where I play. We're talking about retail sales that are projected to reach close to $400 billion. So this is a relevant enough market. We're talking about a growth of 5%. And we're talking about, when we zoom in on the markets, that Saudi and the UAE, they drive pretty much 80% of their growth. So when you look at the full Middle East and the full GCC, Saudi and the UAE, they are really the drivers for this. I think we can talk about the nuances of this market. I mean, there's a lot of support that comes from the government and the entities. I don't know how familiar people are in Europe, but there are two big programs over here called Vision 2030 in Saudi and We the UAE 2031. And that's about the government injecting hundreds of billions into diversification, tourism, non-oil GDP. And we're talking about a market that's being redesigned as we speak.
When we think about the local market, do we see local players as well as some of the very international giants?
You have a lot of local and regional powerhouses. I mean, there's the likes of Lulu Hypermarkets. It's a pan-GCC leader. They have roughly 300 stores and growing. You have Panda in Saudi Arabia. You have Spinneys, which manages the Waitrose license here in UAE or the premium segment and across the Gulf. You have Nesto. You have the cooperatives, which are very big over here, like Union Coop and Abu Dhabi Coop. And that, those guys, they all play on the same market as the international giants. I mean, the biggest one by far is Majid Al Futtaim that operates the Carrefour license over here. They dominate the majority of the markets where they are present. I think this blend is very interesting because it does merge intense competition with the Western best practices and the regionalization that's needed to increase the business. To give you a few more hints about the markets, if that makes sense. I mean, if we zoom in into Saudi, just Panda itself, they have 200 stores. If we zoom in into the second player in Saudi also, you have Al Tame. They have another 200 stores. In the UAE, you have all those players that we already mentioned. Lulu, Carrefour, Spinneys, Nesto. You have Viva. So discounters are popping in, and I think we should talk about it later on. But if we think about modern trade, just to give you a data point, modern trade here varies from 40% to 85%, being that the UAE has the biggest share of the pie, the 85%. And then you have a very interesting component also, which is what we call back home the mom and pop shops that here are called bakalas. We're talking about thousands of small stores that actually serve the communities very closer to them, and they talk very close to the culture of the Arab region.
What are the important customer trends over there?
There's a lot of things happening. I mean, this is a multicultural environment, to say the least. Well, the number of expatriates in the UAE, so just to give you the point, out of 11 million, we're talking about 9 to 10 million. There's 200 nationalities. There's the widest needs that you can think of. I mean, but what do customers want at the end? What do the GCC customers want? They want quality at the right price. They want convenience. They want halal compliance to serve their direct needs. They want family-oriented tax, and they want culturally relevant innovation. I think to share a few things, health and wellness, premium snacking, sustainable options are rising very fast. We have a young population. We have a population that's very digitally savvy, and we have millions of tourists. I mean, you have all the wallets you can imagine to cater for, but I would say that between the locals and the different expats you have, the majority of them want aspirational products. They are well-traveled, they are informed, and they are eager for innovation. Last but not least, they love to try new products. So I think there is a huge opportunity for innovation on value and on more aspirational categories.
What's your expectation on the market for the coming years, Delphin?
Ooh, very positive. I'll be honest with you, very, very positive. I mean, the market grows 5% on a 5% CAGR. Again, we're talking about a market that will reach the 400 million by 2028. Food retail grows at a pace of 5%. I mean, massive initiatives from Saudi, massive initiatives from the UAE. You have structural tailwinds. Saudi welcome, just to give you a number, in 2025, they welcome 122 million visitors. That generated north of 80 billion in spending. The UAE wants to double its GDP. They want to achieve 3 trillion dirhams. Tourism contributed for 400 million dirhams. That has a direct impact on grocery. I mean, the market is heading towards the $650 billion range. And I think for the consumer goods arena itself and for the industry, by 2030, the growth is going to be there in numbers that we don't see on the Western world for many, 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 many years. I mean, the PL opportunity in this market, it's $35 billion. To give you an example, that means the joint revenue of the top five regional leaders in retail. So it's massive. In terms of penetration, we're talking about Europe that ranges between the 30 to 40%, right? PB penetration. Here we're talking about 10 to 15, and that's inflated in some cases. Majority of the retailers are a single digit. So for the European suppliers and for anyone that wants to develop private label, I think the time is now. The market is moving into this strategic priority approach.
What are some of the leading private label retailers in your market? The one that we should keep an eye on, that are leading the change.
Very good. So Edgar, one is obvious. I mean, Majid Al Futtaim and Carrefour. They are very active in their private label. They have just launched a new discounter. I think the world needs to take a look at this because a lot of things are happening. If we talk about a store, the Mall of the Emirates, I advise everyone that's listening to us to do a visit to the Mall of the Emirates, the Carrefour Mall of the Emirates store. It's once in a lifetime experience, and it's unique. It's the only store in the world like that. You will see everything that's happening in retail happening in that store. But also to give importance to who's doing a good job. I think Lulu is doing a good job. Panda in Saudi is doing a good job. Spinneys is a premium retailer, but they are doing an amazing job. I think they were able to really grasp what the market and that consumer is looking for. If we think about discounters, there's a lot of good things happening in the region. I would say to put an eye into three of them, Dukan in Saudi Arabia, Viva and Sava in the UAE. Those are the big players that we should take a look into.
So despite the fact that they really like local suppliers and local products, you still see a lot of opportunity for European private label suppliers, correct?
Absolutely. I think the opportunity is enormous. I mean, the European suppliers, Edgar, they bring exactly what the GCC wants. Perceived quality, innovation, food safety, sustainability and traceability that are highly valued in this region. I mean, obviously, there is an industry over here. Obviously, there are local suppliers that do a good job. But still, I think Europe still leads in this way. I mean, there's a high import dependence in all of these markets. And retailers are hungry for differentiation. So I think the window is wide open for the European retailers. To your point previously, the wave of discounters makes it even more urgent because they want scalability. They want efficient private label at volume. And that is something that the European suppliers, of course, are many, many years ahead for the majority of the market. I think if we talk to our partners listening to us, the opportunity is there, but it's an opportunity to build a long-term, high-margin business in one of the fastest-growing markets. They have to put up the investment, but the opportunity is there for sure.
What is the best way to enter the market? Directly or via agents? How does that work?
I would say depends a lot on what kind of market you want to grasp at the first hand. But I would say two things. One, you need a local partner. A local partner is always relevant. Why? Because they will know the customer, they will know regulation, they will simplify the process of you coming in. And that could be either a distributor or a consultancy company that can help you out and guide you along the way. I think if you have enough volumes and if you work with the big players, you can go direct, because they will be willing to import directly with no worries at all. But I would say still a local partner will make sense, even if it is just on the advisory side of the business to kind of guide you into how to do things in the right manner. But yes, the opportunity is there for all of them. There's plenty already in the market, Edgar, that do bits and pieces of I would say, very tactical approaches. We still miss out that strategic approach from European suppliers that really want to settle themselves here and become powerhouses in the region.
So timing is right. They shouldn't wait any longer. This is the moment to start reaching out to your market.
I think, yes. I think the time is now. Again, the GCC imports 85% of everything they consume. There's a turbocharge into private label development. That is a will from everyone. If you read the reports from any major retailer over here, all of them want to double down on private label. Omnichannel is massive in these markets. Digitalization is massive in these markets. The awareness of European quality is there. So I think really now it's the time. Gulf Food is a very nice environment for the European retailers or European suppliers to get to know the market. I would say right now it's the moment to start feeding this ambition from retailers with programs that our European suppliers already know how to do very well.
Delphin, what should private label suppliers from Europe, what should they focus on if they want to enter your market?
So Edgar, I believe that they should focus mainly in three things. First one, categories with the highest upside. Putting investment where the opportunity is, and that is premium, health-focused food and beverages, personal care, beauty, bath and kids, and household care. Bring in your sustainability credentials and be convenience, ready to eat and snacking and bringing snacking solutions also. Second one, localization and partnerships. Halal certification is mandatory. GCC standards are mandatory. Be flexible on your MOQs and make sure that you have a multicultural adaptation to what you're trying to bring. Partner with some robust supply chain or logistics solutions that will make all the difference. Co-creation mindset, treat the GCC not as an export market, but as a development partner. That is super important in this part of the world. Work hand in hand with the retailers and create ranges that truly, truly resonate with the consumer. If I could give them a last piece of advice, they have to move with speed, cultural intelligence, and genuine collaboration to win. The GCC has all the ingredients to become the new Europe for our private label partners.
Delphin, thank you so much for updating us on the quickly developing grocery market in the Middle East and for explaining how European private label suppliers can build a presence in this market.
Thank you so much for having me, Edgar. It was a pleasure and thank you for the interview.
And thank you for watching this edition of PMA Live. Please join us next month for another exclusive interview.